Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have a full house today. We have the team from Smart to Finish Office Solutions with founder and chief delegation diva, Amber Miller. Welcome, Amber.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you.
Absolutely. We said as you walked in, we feel like we've known each other probably through social media, and we committed to trying to figure that out. Maybe it will figure itself out while we're here, and it may truly just be social media, right? We've got the benefits of that, but it's very exciting for me to have you in the studio to learn more about all the great work that you're doing, and you've brought some partners along with you. We have Brittany Siegel and Lori Miller, who are delegation divas and also helping to focus on marketing and client support. Hello and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Absolutely. So I'm very excited about this conversation. Let's first begin by telling our listeners, what is a delegation diva and how'd you land there?
Yeah, so a delegation diva, as one of our other team members who couldn't be here said, it's somebody that you can entrust your business to, which I thought was very, very well put. So we support business owners with their online marketing. So we do anything from all of their back end setup to running their online businesses so that they can focus on, of course, running their business.
Well, that's a pretty easy bite to understand, because when I first opened Phoenix Business Radio, I was doing all of that by myself, and it was extraordinarily challenging.
Yes.
And I'm grateful to have made that shift, to have support. You work internationally.
We do.
Yes. And so tell us a little bit about that. Like, how does that work when you get people, you become an extension of their team, don't you?
Yes, we do. And that's really how we like to position ourselves, is we actually tell our clients we want to be a part of what they do. We don't want to be somebody that they just send stuff to and that we do tasks for. Like, our purpose, we say, is that we really want to be a part of their business, their growth, what they're doing. And so, yeah, most of our clients are in the U.S. We do have a few international. It can be hard with the time zone. That's been our biggest hurdle with working with international clients. The couple that we have right now are super easy and communicate very well via email. So we don't have a huge issue. Otherwise, we have to kind of do calls earlier morning, later evening. But overall, you know, with the digital age, it's super easy these days to have a support team anywhere.
Yeah. And all across the country, right? So internationally, but also throughout the U.S. and having to make some shifts time zone wise. I know most of my team is Atlanta. So when we're on that 3-hour time change, I'm popping off email, you know, I'm waking up to emails. And then toward the end of the day, especially on a Friday, and I'm still sending one, you know, it's 5 o'clock here. They're done.
They're
for
gone.
The weekend. But we make it work. And thank goodness for texting as well. So tell us how you got started. Give us a little picture about the background and then how you landed with opening Smart to Finish Office Solutions.
Yeah, I would love to. So I was actually working full-time for a local CPA firm here in Tempe. I was their marketing director, and I had had my second child, and I had wanted to be at home more, and was looking for ways where I could use the skills, my knowledge, and be able to be more in control of my schedule, more in control of, you know, when I worked. And so I came across something called virtual assisting. And so I started out in 2004, went part-time with my current company and did that for about a year. And I finally thought, I'm not going to get where I want to go unless I just go for it. So I did. I took a leap of faith and in 2005 went for it full-time and haven't looked back.
Very good. Okay. So the joy of being an entrepreneur and stepping out there is a big deal, right? Tell us about the types of companies that, is there a vertical that you work best with, and are they small to medium or large companies? You know, who's a great client and a great fit for you?
Well, it's funny because when I left my corporate job, I felt that I had to go and market to accountants. That's what I knew for 8 years. quickly learned that there's a whole bigger world out there of those who need support. And what I did is I actually hired a coach myself, a business coach. That was one of the first things I did, and fell in love with the coaching industry. And working with her, she started introducing me to some of her colleagues who needed help. And within a year, I had a full business of just supporting smaller entrepreneurs, who were speakers, authors, those who also had shared the same passion in a different sense. And so we were just a perfect match.
Am I allowed to ask, are you willing to share who that coach is?
Yes. Her name was Heather, and I can't think of her last name. And she's actually not coaching anymore, which is, I think, a big disservice. She was
good. Huh?
She was very good.
And I asked only because I've certainly had plenty of business coaches in my life as well. And I thought, well, maybe that's the nugget.
Maybe that's how we know each other.
But it's not. So I'll keep listening for that. All right. So marketing, social media, putting ourselves out there digitally is so important for businesses. Clearly, you know that. We know that because that's part of, you know, kind of the service that we provide in a very different way. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to have a client, and any of you can jump in and have that conversation with us. But what is it like to work with your business owners, and just what's that experience like? How do you get started, and what do you love most about it?
Well, I'll jump in and then the ladies can. But you know, our team is actually also US based. So not only do we have about four of us here in Arizona, we actually have another five team members in Kansas, Texas, and Florida. So we have a team that's very spread out. So not only do we have to work virtually with our team, we also have to work virtually with our clients. I think one of the fun things is that each person on our team has a unique set of skills, personality. And so when I'm talking to a new client, I'm looking at, what do they need? Who's best going to get along with them? Time zone. I mean, maybe they, you know, like you mentioned, maybe they really need someone that can work with them, you know, in their time zone. So we're kind of looking at that. And then our team works very closely with our clients. And sometimes it's more than one of our team members that works with our clients. So it, like you said, one of our team members may have social media skills, and another person's like, oh gosh, I'm the worst at that. I'm brilliant at, you know, putting
copywriting.
Yeah. So they'll work together, and we make kind of a great small team in that sense.
Love it. Brittany, how about you from your perspective? What do you love so much about being part of the Delegation Diva team?
Well, it's fun, and there's always something new going on. And then we have so many different clients, and working with all these different clients, you know, in different parts of the world, you learn from them. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of fun, especially, you know, people on the East Coast and then in other countries, just their way of doing things. It's just fun. It's always different. It's always changing.
Yeah. I know that I need that in my life, which is why I've loved Business Radio X so much. Lori, how about you? Have you ever worked on any unusual projects that you'd be willing to talk about?
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so much unusual projects. It's just like Brittany mentioned. I mean, we have so many clients in different parts of the world, and they all use different programs. You know, they're subject matter experts in their field, and everyone needs something different. And so it's always learning something new every day, and it just makes it really exciting. And I think that's what I enjoy the best.
Well, I joke, and I'm going to share this, and if this particular client is listening, she'll get a kick out of this. But one of our clients I've worked with now for over 10 years is a therapist, and she teaches other therapists how to have a full practice. So her thing is, you went to therapy school, but they didn't teach you how to market. So she is a coach to teach those how to do therapy. And she's also a licensed marriage and family therapist. So when we first started working together, she would always say to me, I sense that something's wrong. Is there something wrong today? She was always trying to analyze me. And so we would always joke. I'm like, I'm fine. Well, how would I know you're fine? Tell me what would that look like? Or what would you say if you weren't fine? So it's fun to get to learn. And we've actually really made some really long lasting relationships.
Well, that's a perfect example. 10 years.
Yeah.
So how long has Smart to Finish Office and Solutions been an entity?
Since 2004.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah. And actually this particular client will actually be 12 years. We started together in 2006.
So fun. Yeah. And again, not unlike what we're doing, we get to hear and intimately get to know these business owners and what their passion and purpose and mission is all about. And when you get to be an extension of that, it's exciting, especially when it's something that you yourself really can get behind. So I love it. Yeah. Now, do you go home and do that with your teenagers? How would I know that you're okay?
I do that more with my husband. Yeah. So what would you say if you weren't okay with that?
I love it. Love it. I don't... Again, we're not sure how we've connected, but prior to owning Phoenix Business Radio, I was one of the partners with $99 Social, which is still a company in existence, and I'm very happy about that. But we have since, you know, passed on ownership to a different group, and it was a very different. It is a very different model, and it works for many businesses. But the social media package that we offered for $99 a month was just, you know, like an industry related post, a link, and then a decent, you know, a high quality photo. What we found was a lot of folks, of course, wanted a more intimate relationship with their content specialist than that. So I'm offering that up there because I know the flaws to that model. And there's also a lot of great benefits to it, too. That's not what you do, is it? What you do, tell us a little bit more about, like, a day in the life of working with one of the two of you. What would be a typical day be like for you?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. What day?
Right. Okay, so again, to your point, it's so different for whoever you're working with and what you're working on. But just like a little snapshot.
I'm up early. I've got kids that go to school, and so I like to get up before they're up. And my clients are on the East Coast, so it works out better that I'm up early. And I start with social media. I have to go and schedule all their social media posts for that day, go and check all their emails, and they're all scheduled, ready to go. And then I cover customer service inbox. I have to check in with all their customers, make sure everything's working properly. And then it just varies throughout the day. I get tasks all day long.
And when you say customer service, what does that look like? Is it request to write copy or to... You're nodding your head. No, good. So pull me in. I want to understand this, Lori.
Well, I happen to manage a couple of clients' inboxes, too. So what it is when customers write in and for some reason they didn't receive something they had ordered, or they have questions on something that the client is promoting. Oh. So I respond to those.
You are their, their team. Their team. Yeah. So not just social and marketing, but also you are their... customer service team. Yeah. Bam. Yeah. Got it. Sorry. Yeah. Hello. I just entered the conversation for that piece of it.
Like Lori said, we do it all. So some clients come to us and they just maybe have one need, and it could be website. We do a lot of WordPress and website support. Or they may come to us and they have a small business and they need it all. They need someone, like Lori said, to check their inbox, respond to customers, in addition to updating their website, and help them with some personal assistant task scheduling, travel planning. I mean, all of that.
I so get the need for who you guys are for this particular type of business owner. Oftentimes a solopreneur, right? Who's an author, speaker, coach, consultant.
Those are our
and
clients.
Here's what drives me crazy, if I could say this. When you call someone like that and they say in their voicemail, "Hi, this is so-and-so, and we are out of the office right now." You know, like this, we, like they're this huge team. And you know that they're not, because the way that they're saying it is mixed with the I, and it's just, it's weird, right? And I know, I've been a solopreneur, many variations of my professional life. I wanted to appear bigger than I was.
Right.
At times. And but then I realized that I've got to make sure that if I am using the term we, there really has to be a we, not a mouse in my pocket or the kid down the street who needs a couple extra bucks. So you get to be that for these business owners, these professionals who are wearing many hats probably. Mm-hmm. And like we said early on, you can't be everything to everybody, and you cannot grow your business and stay in your zone of genius if you're managing all these other things. So thank goodness for folks like you, so that if somebody does leave a voicemail and says, we, Lori or Brittany or anybody else on your team, could likely be the person that calls back, and there's a legit we.
Yes. And it was funny because I was just watching last night Beyond the Tank, you know, the Shark Tank show. And Barbara Cochran was actually talking to a couple of her investors, and they were they weren't wanting to let go of things. And she flat out said to them, your business is not going to grow unless you delegate. And I was like, thank you, Barbara. Exactly. You know, when you're
so true,
if you don't let go of some of that, and that's a very hard thing to do as an entrepreneur. You know, we see a lot of it, even with clients we've worked with for a while, we sometimes have to shake them. You know,
Remind them. Hand it over.
You know, they'll say, oh my gosh, I just tried to do this for 3 hours yesterday. Why? It would have taken me 20.
It's so funny that you say that. We have a gym downstairs and I was working out yesterday and one of the other business owners in the building was there and talking to our trainer. And he was describing the gal that I think she's a VA. And how on something with Excel or something, it took her 2 minutes and it would have taken him a couple of hours. And he's like, oh my gosh, thank goodness I finally have somebody on my team to help me do those things that, again, are not my zone of genius and are not those high dollar tasks. That's kind of where I got personally too in my business. And I would imagine our listeners who fit into this category, maybe considering having delegation divas such as yourselves help out, you've got to decide, like, what is my time worth? If I had to figure out on an hourly basis where I should be spending my time, for me personally, it's anywhere between $250 to $300 hour per hour tasks. And if I'm not doing that, I have to give it away.
Yes.
I have to have somebody else doing it.
Well, and going beyond that, not only if you're going to delegate and give those hours away, you need to make sure you're then turning those hours that you now have available into something that only you can do. And lots of times our clients will, oh, I've got all this extra time now, but now they're spending more time on social media, or maybe they're not, you know, doing what only they can do. So you also have to say, okay, now that I've freed up this, what am I going to do in that time to go to generate the income?
Do you guys find then that you coach folks a little bit when you're aware? Ah, look at, you're all nodding your head.
I was just thinking yesterday, this is a therapy session with one of our clients, and I'm happy to do it, you know, but yeah, a lot of times they're venting, they're frustrated, they're getting our opinions, they're, you know, it's just somebody else that they can share. You know, sometimes running a business as an entrepreneur can be lonely. And so I think a lot of times they really, you know, get that connection with us, and it's somebody else that can relate and can be a part of and really listen to them and give them ideas and support.
And to your point a second ago, that nudge, when you see, and either of you can chime in, when you see that someone isn't really taking it to that next level, and yet you're taking care of the things that you can, you're either asking them, hey, let me take this for you. Let us, you know, even if it's not you specifically, somebody on our team can take this for you, mm-hmm. and redirecting them to those higher dollar per hour tasks and or that business building. That's incredible. A question that comes to mind is, why the difference between having you be part of their team and not having somebody on, you know, full time mm-hmm. with somebody? Can you speak to that a little bit? Because I think a lot of our listeners are like, when do I make that decision mm-hmm. between having somebody on with me full time or taking advantage of Smart to Finish?
Yeah. And there's a couple reasons that I'll talk to you about that. One, it could be, we have one client who actually, she's our international client. She calls herself a hermit. So she says all the time, I would never want somebody that lived anywhere near me. She wouldn't want to interact with, so she wouldn't want somebody coming over or wouldn't want that interaction of having a person. Another is that we bring such a diverse background. And I think that's what a lot of our clients find to be really valuable is that, you know, one person may not have all of the skills, but when you put all of us together, we bring so much. And you know, Brittany and Lori will attest all day long. We have a Skype group where we're communicating. Hey, does anybody know how to, you know, do this? Or quick question, have you done a refund in authorize.net? That was an example yesterday. Or I'm not able to get this to show. So constantly the team's helping each other support our clients. So they're really getting this wealth of knowledge that maybe one person, you know, wouldn't have. And another thing I like to speak to about that is, you know, if somebody's out sick or on vacation, that has been an issue for clients in the past when they've had just one assistant is, oh gosh, what am I going to do while she's out for the week? Well, with us, we have backup. We will, you know, the gals will work with someone else on the team to cover for them. And so there's somebody that can you know, at least make sure things are done, or if they need something urgently, we've got their back.
That's brilliant. And the idea that you don't have to retrain. So what if you hire somebody and oftentimes folks will come to you and they appear to have the skill set you're looking for, especially with the tasks that you ladies are handling. Is it all ladies on the team?
Yes.
The word diva would lend itself to believing that. And then you get into where you're training or you're releasing some of those projects and you come to find out like, oh yeah, they don't know what they're doing in whatever area. And maybe there's enough areas that an employee like that, where it's a W-2 employee or maybe even a contractor, you'd have to let them go. And then just that pain, I know I've felt it, where I have to go and do the whole hiring process over again and I have to retrain.
And it's time consuming to hire.
Oh my gosh. Because again, we're taking our eyes as a business owner and entrepreneur off of what we could be doing and yet trying to release and delegate. Mm-hmm. So again, what a magical opportunity you offer your clients. It's amazing. I'm curious about your background. So we got to hear from Amber. How about each of you? How did you find your way to be part of this Smart to Finish Office Solutions team?
Well, I actually was in the financial institution world for like 20 years, with my last job being with Bank of America, and they went through some layoffs and stuff. So I ended up part of that, which ended up working out fantastic because, well, I know Amber.
We could say Lori is my aunt. So
I was going to ask about the last names, but I figured I'd let it unfold. So that's fun.
Yeah, I was so excited. When I just started, you know, we just were talking and I was trying to decide what I was going to do and stuff. And we just started talking about what she does. And I was like, I love that. I think I'd be a good fit.
So that was 4 years ago, right?
I was just going to ask. So four years, and already you had been quite established. And so you got to take a peek behind the curtain and go, oh, yeah, I could be a part of this.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Wonderful.
Something totally different.
And is there a client or a vertical that you enjoy working with that you never thought because of your previous background? And you're like, you know, kind of to Amber's point earlier, wow, this is kind of interesting. I'm learning so much.
Yeah, it's kind of all of them because it's just so different than what I've done in the past. So
good.
I really like it. There's not one certain thing. It's nice that there's just variety and you're not doing the same monotonous thing every single day. So
I think that's what everybody in our team feels is they love the variety.
And I love not having to drive.
I was just going to say, right? These are home-based business opportunities or working opportunities. Right. So when you're a mom and or someone who just, you know, would prefer to work from home, this is the perfect fit for that.
Yeah, Lori had a long commute, so for her, she loves not having to commute anymore.
Yeah, just to walk down the hallway. Yep. Brittany, how about for you? What is your background and how did you find this team?
So I was looking for just an admin, part-time admin job. I stumbled across this ad and I talked to Amber. We hit it off right away and I was Amber's assistant. And then once I got started and familiar with everything, I started working more with clients.
You can say it. She got promoted.
I fell in love with working with clients and doing all the client work and more of the marketing and customer support. And so, I got promoted this year. And then
very good. And you love this new role.
Yes, I love it. It's so much fun.
I have to tell her on the weekend, stop working.
Right.
Well, it's fun. It gives me something to do. You know?
So the delegation diva herself also delegates, huh,
yes.
Amber?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
she delegated
quite well.
To me much.
Well, right. And it makes sense, right? If you were, I don't think the company would be very effective if you hoarded all the responsibility. And
it took a while. Yeah. There's some time still where a couple of the gals on the team would be like, just hand it over, because I've tried, as the business has grown, to try to step back more and really focus on the business. But I still work with, like I said, two of our clients who've been with me for over 10 years. And I love it because I love it too. It's just fun. It's
addicting.
It is. It is. And So I have to learn to delegate, you know, and I'll joke with Brittany, I'll talk to a potential client and I'll get so excited talking to them. Oh my gosh, we could do this. And oh yeah, we'll set this up and we'll have a marketing plan. And then I'll laugh to Brittany.
She'll take them.
And Brittany's like, no, you don't have the time to. I'm like, but there's so much fun. This will be great.
Dan, our studio ambassador, is giving me the evil eye because that's what my team does for me as well. And I get so excited about people's businesses and knowing how we can best support them. And yet there is not enough time in the day to do all the things that I know that we can do and how we can deliver. And so my team, Dan's a piece of it. And then Deb Karen is the other part of the duo. They have to constantly remind me. So could we do that for you? Because otherwise it's going to sit and wait for another week and a half and we could be done in a half hour. Right?
Yep. And it's addicting. I mean, once you finally start letting go of things, clients will say, oh my gosh. Like, and then they'll just all of a sudden you'll come in and they've got 10 emails. Yay, I get it now. Here you go. You know? It can be addicting once you finally get the, I always say it's a habit. Delegating is a habit. It's something that you have to train and teach yourself to do.
So we've touched a little bit around the social media piece that you help with, answering phones, taking care of some client or customer care with either products or services. What else could our listeners think about that you are services that you provide in that as well? Can you speak to that a little bit more?
Yeah, a really good example is I was talking to one of our clients last week and she had made a comment and we decided to start sending her newsletter, her e-newsletter out once a week instead of once a month. We're trying to kind of increase engagement. And she said, oh, I just don't know if I have 3 hours this week to do it. And I said, whoa, what's 3 hours? I said, just send me the copy, right? And she's like, oh, I forgot you could go and put it into the system and format it, make it look pretty. I said, yes. And she's like, oh, good. Because last time that took me like 3 or 4 hours. I'm like, oh, my goodness. No, send that over.
Again, helping encourage, nudge and educate, like release.
Yeah, like you could have used that time to do so much more than mess with, you know, Constant Contact or MailChimp or whatever it was that she uses.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of email marketing. I would say 80% of our clients use Infusionsoft, which is actually an Arizona company.
Yes, we've had Clayton Mask on. Yep.
So we do a lot of Infusionsoft work, you know, managing their accounts. And we also do a lot of what's called client launches. So clients who are releasing a new program or product, we do all of the back end from start to finish.
My mind is racing with ideas. I love it.
Lori and I are both going, oh, we have a launch finishing up tonight at midnight. We're not counting down or anything.
Right. And here you are. You're like, let's get this interview over. We got things to do.
We got an email at 6 and 10 that needs to be out.
It's all under control.
That's good. Yep. I love that. Love to hear that. So we joked, of course, about Amber delegating. How do each of you feel about delegating in your own personal and professional life? Does being of service and of value to people with this in mind help you to be better about delegating as well?
I actually wish I worked for Amber when my kids were young. So I would have definitely been good at this, but now kids are gone. Now I just have the husband and I don't trust him to do anything. So I'm not very good at delegating myself, I guess. I'm just used to executing.
There you go. Yeah, love that. Brittany, how about you?
Well, being Amber's assistant, I learned how to delegate very fast because she would forward me everything and then I would delegate to the team.
That's right.
And so I know how to delegate to the team with my kids and personal life. I'm still working on that.
Yeah. But your kids are young too.
Yes.
So.
You can only get my 2-year-old to do so much.
So I delegated the laundry, folding of the laundry to my 11-year-old a couple months back. Not all the time, but yesterday I got home and just in between meetings and he was watching TV after school. I'm like, hey, could you go grab the laundry out of the dryer and fold it while you're watching? Yes. Went. Now, I would have carried the bundle down the hallway, but he had put it on the floor and pushed it. Thank God. And I'm like, Ivan, what are you doing? And he's like, well, the housekeepers were just here. Another delegation, by the way.
Way nice. To go.
Oh, my gosh. So that's huge. Mm. That's been years. But he's like, the floors were just clean. I'm like, okay, don't do it again, but okay. And I walked through the room as I was getting ready for my next meeting, and he folded that laundry like he was a professional launderer. I was so ecstatic. And I kind of like doing laundry, but it's not something I need to be doing. No. And why not have him do it? I mean, I was so impressed. We just need to work on shoving it down the hallway. I'm like, you could go back and get, you know, I know it's a big load, but you can go back and get a second loan if you want. Love it. And housekeeping.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So that was a big decision for me as a busy parent, working parent.
It's actually a must. You have to.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And I don't love cleaning toilets as much as I doing laundry, but I do like cleaning every once in a while. But now when I clean, it's truly because there's a little project or something, an opportunity for me to kind of unwind. Mm-hmm. And I don't have this insurmountable amount of stuff that has to be taken care of on a regular basis because I've got people coming in every couple of weeks. Do you offer that as part of your service? I'm kidding, yeah, of course.
If I did, I'd start with my house for sure.
Well, we've had some neat companies on who do that. Metro's Other Women, some other groups who are great about helping women in particular organize and delegate their lives, both personally and professionally. So it's fun to hear from you talking specifically around Smart to Finish office solutions. Thinking of something else?
Well, I was just going to say, my mom always says she has to clean before the housekeeper comes over.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's effective delegating, but...
It is, because if you have a family that, like mine, that gets very cluttery in between the housekeeping, I didn't hire them to come and put stuff away. This is internet radio. I was going to use a different word. I don't know you guys that well. So they have to we got to put things away, but then the deeper cleaning is taken care of. There's nothing like coming home and going, oh my gosh, it's done for me. Yeah. Love it. You had pointed out that the one example of a client who really likes to kind of be a hermit. I would imagine that is really one little area or niche of clientele that you work with that is probably quite a people person, really loves what they do. And because of the clients that they serve and the work that they do, they've got to have some time away from being out in front. And so not having someone come to their home office or meet them if they have a brick and mortar to be with them every day, I bet you they really appreciate, again, having this relationship with you guys on their team where it's remote.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I've joked about having, you know, somebody come over, like Brittany doesn't live too far from me, but my current, replacement for Brittany, she lives on the east side of town. So, and that works out well because I've thought a couple times, oh, I'll just have Andrea come over. And I'm like, oh, then I'd have to actually get dressed and, you know, straighten up the house. So I think a lot of our clients feel that way, that it's nice to, and, you know, we do a lot of video.
I was just going to say.
Oh, video conferencing.
Yeah, yes. We do a lot of our weekly meetings with them on video. So we still have that face-to-face and that
personal
interaction.
Touch.
So we still get it. You know, we still get to connect with them that way.
So I know you're a team of divas, delegation divas to be specific. Do you work with male clients or are they all female clients?
No, we have several male clients. I think it's just our actual team that's women.
Mm-hmm. Good. And I just want to be clear because as I'm picturing some of the clients that you work with and just knowing my own experience being a female business owner and having needed some of the services that you offer, I was just curious. I would imagine, again, from a male business perspective, having that women's touch and that attention to detail is probably a great relief for again, a client, regardless of.
Yeah. I would say still our clients are probably, would you say 75% female, women owned still?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, we do have male clients. It's definitely not as many, but, you know, we do have a few. I think one is a doctor and who runs a side kind of biz. Actually, two. We have two. One's a chiropractor and one's a general practice, and they have their own additional products that they try to, you know, kind of sell on the side. So we support them with that.
Mm-hmm. But it is different when it is man for some reason. I mean, the men, they just don't get into so much of the details and they're just like, make this look pretty type thing. Where a female client may guide us a little bit more. Oh, I want to have this little image here and this here. But
I think our women clients know more about what they want. I find that the men we work with, they're like, I don't know, make it. Like you said, make it work, make it pretty.
And that goes back to the point that such a personal service as yours, you really become an extension of their team because you've got to know that individual and or that business, their passion, their purpose, their mission, their voice, to be able to, on the other end, the receiving end of it, portray as if it is coming directly from them.
It's very important.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, one of our newer clients that we've been working with for about 6 months said to me a couple months ago, or actually a couple weeks ago, she said, oh my gosh, we have started writing emails on her behalf now. And she said, it's kind of freaky how well you have now gotten in my head, know my voice. I don't need to do any of this. So we now know her well enough that we can take what she's done, use it as an example. And we actually write a lot of the content and emails for our clients. Once we get to know them well enough, it's like you said, we know them so well that we can, you know, be their clone.
Yeah. I was going to ask that, and I hesitated because we always like to put you in your best light, and I didn't want to ask if you have this end of the service, if you didn't. But I know for me, I do enjoy writing. I don't have a lot of time, and I'm not great at it. It takes me a very long time. But I know conceptually what I want to say in my head. So whether it's an article or a blog or even just a post or even an email. If I were a client of yours and I just said, you know, Lori, Brittany, other way, I pointed and did that opposite. Sorry, ladies, our viewers, our listeners wouldn't know that. But if I said, look, I want this topic and these are the bullets and you've already known and gotten to know me, you could take it from there and take it to fruition.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a gal on the team actually who lives in Gilbert, and she does 90% copywriting for us. And a lot of the times she will grab content from a video, from a Facebook Live, and get their words, what they have said, what they have taught, just in something like a Facebook Live, she can grab the main point
and repurpose it.
And they didn't have to do anything but show up and do their Facebook Live. And now she's written 3 emails with that.
You've got to be lifesavers. So I already have heard how much you all enjoy doing what you do. I would like you to brag a little bit and pretend like maybe we're sitting here with some of your clients. And I would love for each of you to share, like, what kinds of things do you hear from your clients that you work with when to acknowledge that you know you're doing a great job?
So on Monday, we had a call, and I didn't take it as a compliment at the time, but one of my clients, she said, don't test emails to me anymore. I don't want to see them. And so I thought, because I had tested her. Yeah, that's what I thought. But then I had a call with her assistant later on, and she said, oh my gosh, did you hear that compliment that she just gave you? And I was like, what are you talking about? And she goes, I've worked with her for 8 years and she has never said don't test emails. Wow. She has to sign off on everything. So, but I don't have to test anything to her anymore.
I know how that feels, right? On the client end. And again, I'm smiling at Dan, because when you're first starting to work with somebody, you know, I'm like, hey, just send me the draft. And if there's anything I need to add or get rid of, we'll do it. And just after a handful of times, I'm like, dude, just don't send them to me anymore. I just want to know when we're ready to book them. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Nice job,
that's
Brittany.
A perfect example of what I was listening for. Lori or Amber, anything that comes to mind, like you can hear a client or multiple clients, you know, when do you get warm in your heart knowing that you've been of great service to who you are doing work with?
I mean, I appreciate when they just respond and just say, I don't know what I'd do without you. You know, I mean, they're so appreciative and just so thankful that we're able to do what we do. And when you hear that, it just makes you want to do more for them. Mm-hmm. And it's just like,
and you know that you're working with the right clients,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Yeah.
Because when it's not there, even though you know that you're being of great service, they may not be the best fit for you.
Right. And that happens, you know, and that's okay. Lori, we did actually have a client that reached out to us a couple weeks ago, and it was great. She said to me, I just wanted to reach out and tell you how much I appreciate Lori. And I can't think of who else it was. She said, I bet you get I bet the only time you hear from some of the clients is when they're unhappy. So I wanted to take the time and reach out and just tell you how much I love everybody on your team. And I was like, thank you. You know, that's what I love is when the clients will say, not necessarily about me, but about somebody on the team, that, you know, oh, so-and-so saved the day, or, oh my gosh, this new site is up and, you know, it looks great, or
it's better than I could have done it myself.
Yeah. So yeah. I love getting the compliments on the team.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So how does a client get started with you guys? What does that look like if our listeners are like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need? Or perhaps I'm kind of on the fence. How do they Yeah. Inquire and what does that look like for onboarding?
Mm-hmm. What we do is we have a form on our website they can fill out, and they'll either talk to myself or Brittany. And we actually just talk to them. We do a complimentary call because we're also listening to hear if we're a good fit. So, you know, we also are listening for, you know, and I've told people before, you know, we might not be the right team for you after I've heard what they need. So we're very open with them. We're very authentic. Here's how we work. Here's, you know, who we work best with. Gosh, I really think you may need this, or you know what, you may not need all of that, or, you know, we may not be the best fit. So we'll do a call where we can both kind of, you know, talk and ask each other questions. And then if they're ready to move forward, they can reach out I think it's a pretty painless onboarding system, Brittany. You used to manage it. I think it's pretty easy, pretty painless.
Yeah, we make it as easy as possible mm-hmm. for clients to sign on.
and I know even just like the guest experience here, or if business owners are sponsors and they're with us on a regular basis, the initial getting to know each other takes a little bit of time. But after that, you know, to the point we've made throughout this entire radio segment, the hard work is done. And so for our listeners who may not be ready to delegate and may want to step off, you know, that platform and say, okay, I'm ready to do this, there may be some things that you've got to kind of put in place to find that tempo, to find that right mix and hand passwords and some of those things over. But then after that, you're free. I mean, I know this for myself personally. It's just so great to be able to say, I really release and just keep me posted on how things are going.
It's funny you say that. We have some clients who literally will hand over everything, including their social security. I'm like, whoa, you know, just like here, like they just are like so excited to have somebody take over their life and they'll give us everything. And then others, you know, I'm just going to give you a couple passwords and that's fine. You know, whatever your comfort zone is. But yeah, we probably know so much about, we joke all the time. Of course, we don't share. We're very confidential, but we joke, gosh, with some of my clients, I know more about you than, you know, your probably husband does. You know, I've got so much information.
We haven't used this word yet, but your service is very customized. It really depends on who the entrepreneur is, the business owner, where they are in their journey of their business, what clients they serve, how they're out there in, you know, online, that sort of thing. And again, to my point earlier, there are a lot of other companies that provide similar services, but it is not custom at all. It's very canned, one size fits all.
Yeah, we won't do
and,
that.
And it's, well, it's not effective.
No. We've tried, you know, and I've actually had business coaches myself who have said, oh, you need to do packages and it needs to be all, and we just can't work that way. We can't force our clients into a mold. So I get it's a great model for a lot of companies and it works for them. Not for us. We're very tailored to our clients' needs and not everybody needs the exact same thing. And it's not a win-win if we're forcing them into something because that's just how
that
it works for us.
Yeah, that you think it works for them.
Yeah, and it just doesn't. You know, he would also, you know, I wanted to bring up, we had talked about earlier, you know, knowing whether you need to hire somebody, you know, whether a team or an individual person. The other thing about our team is they're all employees of Smart to Finish.
That's an important.
It is.
I was making an assumption that it was 1099, but
nope,
these are all. Okay, speak to that a little bit. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's very important.
It is. And I like to point that out because, you know, the last few years, the IRS here in the United States has really cracked down on, you know, misclassification. So it's something that you have to be aware of as a business owner. I actually coach a lot of our clients through, you know, sometimes they do have a personal assistant locally and then they use us as well. And I'm just going through that with a client right now. I had to show her everything that we've got set up for this gal points to an employee. So she's been grateful just in me being able to help guide her through what she needs to do. So our clients, you don't have to worry about that because we're a corporation with employees. So they don't have to worry about the independent contractor versus employee issue.
I'm so glad that you thought to share that because
it's a bigger deal than people think.
It is a big deal. And I again, owning a previous company with content specialists, they were all 1099s. And that was a whole different ball game. And I know the laws and regulations have changed nationally as well.
Yep.
It's part of how we could keep our prices so low. But also then it meant we were very limited to how we could truly be of great benefit and value to the businesses that we serve. So
yeah. And we started out with the team as contractors. And I think about 3 years ago, we switch to employees, and it's just been such, I think, a better experience for our clients because we're not as limited. I mean, there's so many things that I had to go through and follow to have contractors. And now our team works just, you know, for Smart to Finish. And so everybody's focusing on our clients.
Right, right. Because a lot of contract employees might be doing a little work for one company, but also may have some of their own private companies and be very split and divided.
Yes.
It sounds like you made that decision not only wisely, but also at about the time that it became that much more important to really be a legit business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. And not to suggest that you weren't previous to that, but because of the ways that laws and mm-hmm. things have changed, it just made sense to continue to represent your clientele as well as you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything that we hadn't thought to touch on? Anything that you think that our listeners might enjoy hearing about or appreciate?
I can't think of anything. I don't think so.
Did you want to do a little karaoke before we leave?
Yeah,
Lori.
Yes, Lori.
I know.
Lori's.
I'm doing the backup dancing only.
yeah, and I don't have a voice at all, so we won't go there. Well, it's been a lot of fun to get to know each of you. Did you have something you wanted to add as well?
No, I was just going to say singing is not one of our specialties.
Right, right. Don't hire these gals for singing. Yeah. Now, maybe somebody on your team probably has a great voice.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
They're not in this room.
Right, not this crew. Well, truly, it's been fun to get to know each of you, and I haven't figured out how we know each other, but we'll just chalk it up to the beauty of social media and having long-term pals out there on the internet. How can folks get a hold of you guys, and where are you on social media?
Yeah, so we can be reached at delegationdiva.com as well as facebook.com/delegationdiva.
Okay, very good. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.